This is A to Z, an introduction into Hosseini lifestyle. Today's lesson, the lifestyle of Imam Hussein. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome everyone. You're listening to A to Z from the IRB English Radio, and I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano. Now, in today's lesson, we want to talk about a very important personality, and that is Al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who was the grandson of the Prophet. Now, as I'm talking about his lifestyle, I would like to portray in a few words the introduction. I would like to give a short introduction about this particular human being, this particular personality, that indeed is a personality that brought change in the aspects of people's life, that brought change in the lives of the people that he lived with during his era. Now, in the history of Islam, there was no one more than Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam who has benefited Islam and bestowed its kindness and merits. Because His Eminence, alayhi salam, is the savior and the revivalist of this great religion, whom the Umayyad politics attacked and injured, and on the other hand, put obstacles in his path. Now, their internal and external discords were of such a level that there was no one who could save the people from destruction. Now, they were absolutely helpless, and nothing remained in their society to oppose or to resist or to protest against. The operations of the tyrannical rulers, in other words, were such that these people could not stand against them. The people could not say no to them. The people could not say, we have had enough. And there was no one who could help them from this particular situation. And in other words, the ruler has clearly announced to his subject that there was no religion, there was no Islam, no revelation, and no scripture. In this case, he means no Quran at all. Now, this was the situation that the people during the life of Imam Hussein, before he started to stand against this operation, this was the situation the people were going through. Now, what is the role of Imam Hussein in such like a situation?
Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
As-salamu alayk, ya Aba Abdullah.
Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano, and we are talking about a short introduction into how Imam Hussein came into the picture of his life. We are talking about his lifestyle, but indeed, we are here just saying, how was the situation during his time? How was the situation that his people lived during the time that Imam Hussein decided that he will stand against oppressiveness, he will stand against oppressions and the tyrannical rulers of the time? Now, Imam Hussein at the time, he realized that the tyrannical rulers, the rulers who were there, said that they were against the religion, they were against Islam, and they even say that the revelation or the scripture, the Quran, was not there. It's reported from Yazid bin Muawiyah, la'anatullah alayh, when he said, the Hashemite plague are in the rain. Neither any news arrived, nor any revelation descended from the heavens. And also, it's reported from Walid bin Yazid, when he said, a Hashemite plague with the post of caliphate without any revelation or book having revealed on him. Whatever has reached us, if we study it clearly, we will find nothing but disbelief and apostasy, and very few people remained having faith in Allah and the last day, or even very few people have remained who will consider Islam to have any value. Now, without any doubt, not a single portion of the light of Islam had entered their heart. Rather, their souls were already full of bigotry. They were full of ignorance, and not a single quality of disbelief was removed by the force of Islam. They harbored malice, animosity towards the Prophet, and they denied everything that the Messenger had brought as a mercy for all the worlds. Imam Hussein's work was to make sure that this particular trait, this particular stand, this particular belief goes away, is perished. It's to make sure that people believed in Quran, people believed in the words of the Prophet, and people believed in the world of hereafter, in the last day of judgment. Thank you so much for listening. Until next episode, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode and another lesson, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Better friends than you, but anyone stay here won't be left tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go. A deep silence.